Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now, when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts, I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? No. What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855, I'm Real Joe. 855-732-5562. Like I said, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It isn't that hard to do. You got to do something, but it ain't that hard to do. All right? That simple. And like I said, a lot going on, a lot happening. So, somebody sent me this today, in a chat room, and then I went out and found it on my own. And it's perfect. It is, you know, you want to talk about distraction after distraction after distraction? Well, apparently, Justice Clarence Thomas now and his wife, conservative activist, this is on CNN, Ginny Thomas, have gone on several luxury trips involving travel subsidies by and stays at properties owned by a GOP mega donor. That's according to a new bombshell report by ProPublica. Now, they are definitely a left-wing publication, probably looking really hard. The hospitality was not disclosed in Thomas' public financial filings with the Supreme Court. The report on the connection between Thomas and conservative businessman Harlan Crow is already adding to calls that Congress investigate potential ethical lapses. Key Senate Democrats were previously mulling using this year's funding legislation for the Supreme Court to pressure the justices to adopt some sort of ethics code. Well, yeah, I'm all for that, right after the Senate does. Right after the Congress does. I mean, come on. This is a joke. It falls right into rules for thee, not for me. Right, what's going on with Joe Biden? The Clintons, when it came to money and who they were getting money from and who they were hanging out with, that they weren't disclosing. I mean, are we serious here? So, you know, and the Washington Post, these are two great publications, why I grabbed them from here. To show you the difference in the mindset, right? The Washington Post says, the Supreme Court's legitimacy crisis entered a new chapter. A shocking new report that Justice Clarence Thomas apparently violated ethics laws by accepting luxury trips for more than two decades without disclosing them. Right? Now, the panel will act, that's according to Democrats, that's funny, will act here but nowhere else, right? But what would it look like if Illinois Democrat and his committee actually do act to the full extent of their authority? Is there any way they can force him to resign? Right? I don't think so. I mean, they are the highest court. The report from ProPublica details that Thomas enjoyed extensive luxury gifts from billionaire and GOP donor Harlan Crow. Now, did he give money to him? Was there any money actually getting, because they don't run for office. That's the whole idea. They're not bound to anybody. But he was on a private jet and a super yacht and all this other. I mean, again, we could go down a list of Democrats a mile long that have had the same issues. They're upset because they didn't show up on his financial forms. And what, did the president have to do the same forms? Did the VP have to do the same forms? Do you remember all that dust up about Obama and the donations that he got from foreign entities and overseas, which were illegal? He should have never have taken them, and he should have given them back, but he didn't give them back, he didn't report them, and he didn't get fined for them, especially after he won. Right? I just love all this stuff. Because I think if they're going to do it for, well, this is what they should do. If they're going to investigate him, do them all. Every one of them. Right? Now, they're talking about doing a code of conduct for these guys. And that's fine. Give it to everybody. Everybody has to get it. Everybody has to be part of it. Everybody has to live to it. What do you think? I mean, seriously. It is exactly what I've been telling you for a long time. And it's not, I don't even want to play that game, rules for thee and not for me. No, no. No, bottom line with it is truly, they want these ethics panels, but not for them. They don't want to be broke. Look at AOC. Look at all the ethics violations that she has. When has she been brought in? When has she been, found guilty of any of these things? None. Never. Not in any way. No, really, think it through. Not really in any way. You've got the one that married her brother. Remember Omar? Right? Nothing there. Maxine Waters. She's kind of in trouble. People know about it. What is she? She funneled $1 million out of her campaign to her daughter for realistically doing nothing. It never stops. But it's on their side. They're more than happy to let it happen. Not a big deal for them. Anyway, I just thought I'd bring it up. It's actually kind of fun to watch them squirm, to watch them be irritated. Joe Mazzino, your host, be back in a little few minutes.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts at over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Listen, I got to tell you, some of you guys, I mean, Trump is responding to this joke of a report. And that's what it is. Can we just be honest about it? It's a joke of a report from, the Afghanistan pullout. And again, they're taking responsibility for nothing. Well, they're not interested in taking responsibility for anything. I realize that. But these guys really are taking responsibility for nothing. And it's nothing new. If you've been listening to the show for any period of time, you know I call it the party of non-responsibility. Because, what is it? You know it. Nothing is their fault. Absolutely nothing. All right. In the next segment, I'm not going to do it in this one, because not enough time for me to comment on it. A D-Trans activist, Ole London, points to TikTok and how it is affecting these kids, affirming these transgender kids, and almost telling them if they feel a certain way, then you are that way. You need to do everything you can. Okay? I mean, to make sure you make the transition. What the heck is that all about? Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A high school senior with a 4.0 GPA declared herself a failure. You hearing that? 4.0 GPA. After being rejected from the California university she's applied to, regardless of her academic talents. No, it is so tough now in California. I mean, seriously, unless you're part of one of the protected classes, it's almost impossible. You could have a 9.0 GPA, you still can't get in. Sarah was a gifted student with a 4.0 GPA. She participated in multiple extracurricular activities. She was a Girl Scout, a dance teacher. She completed tons of community service. She played two school sports. And she belonged to a private dance team. Yet she got rejected from every California public, no, not private, university she applied to. Right? She did a video where she looks pretty dejected. Right? She addresses the colleges themselves. Again, she titled her TikTok Point of View. She's been working towards this her entire life. And she got turned down. But she didn't get turned down because she was a bad person or she got in trouble or anything along those lines. Oh, no. That would have been way too easy, right? I mean, she got turned down because it was a point blank, wrong color. Was it part of that whole thing? She put up one of her letters from UC San Diego. Thank you for applying to UC San Diego. After careful review of your application, we're unable to offer you admission. UC San Diego continues to receive many more applications from highly qualified applicants that we can accommodate for fall 2021. We received 118,000 for a first-year class of approximately 6,400. All right? Well, I'd like to know who they are. Who are they accepting? Right? What's it take to get in? What was wrong with her? I would love for them to hear what was wrong with her application. Why she wasn't accepted. Oh, would you? Right? Now, you could get, and this isn't the only one. We've had other ones. A high schooler with a 4.1 GPA explains why she thinks she was rejected from every college she applied to. Now, in California, the problem that we're having is we don't have exit exams. There are so many things that we don't have a way to find out where you're at when you graduate. Another teenage girl, again, showed all her rejection letters that she received in the mail that she wouldn't be accepting her, even though she had a 4.1 grade point average. This particular girl was a club president, National Honor Society. Right? She did 9 AP classes. She did a NASA program. You don't get accepted to a NASA program because you're a moron. Right? I mean, seriously. She feels that the reason she'd been rejected was that her SAT scores weren't high enough for some of the schools. And despite her having excellent grades, it wasn't enough. For some, many high school students have been vocal about the unfair expectations placed on standardized tests, like the SAT and ACT for teenagers who aren't good test takers. You know, I've been hearing this for a long time. And I get it. I probably wasn't the best test taker, but a lot of kids were. I'd even venture to say, because both of these kids from California, I'm just going to say it, just because they got good grades doesn't necessarily mean they really got good grades. Okay? You know what I mean by that. And again, I'm not trying to put these girls down. They might be 4.1, 4.2 students. I don't know. But I also know that a lot of times with the way these teachers are scoring, the way they're testing, the way they're grading some of their kids, it has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with their knowledge. Look, I have this argument with some of the teachers. I've had this argument with teachers who say, you know, as long as the kid shows up, as long as they do this, as long as they do that, I give them an A. We have kids, not only can't they tell you that there's three branches of government, what they are, and what their job is. I mean, really, they don't know. So if we don't have this, how do those kids get out of class? Seriously, think about this. How do these kids get out? How do you get out of a class like that? How do you pass a class like that when you don't even know the basics of what that class is all about? And the only reason I'm asking that question is because I see it firsthand. I've seen it firsthand. That simple. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. We'll come back. Yep. We'll get back on how bad TikTok is for your kid, how influential it can be. It's just amazing. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. One of the three Tennessee State Democrats is keeping their jobs. Representative Gloria Johnson survived an expulsion vote from the House of Representatives on Thursday after she participated in an anti-gun protest at Capitol Hill and broke Senate rules by speaking out of turn. This comes after a 28-year-old transgender woman opened fire inside a Christian school in Nashville, killing six people. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden spending their Easter weekend at Camp David, the president with nothing on his public schedule until Monday. The Masters continues on Friday from Augusta with three guys atop the leaderboard at 7 under par. Friday is also Good Friday, the Christian holiday commemorating the crucifixion of Jesus and his death at Calvary. Tim Berg, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, give us a call, or send me an email, joe@therealside.com. All right, told you, I'll be playing, we were talking a little bit about the detransitioning and such. And a detransition activist, Ole London, points to TikTok and its effect on the affirming gender transitions. And it'll explain, you know, what happened to him, why he made the change, and what's going on now. Take a listen.
So when you're on TikTok, you now see thousands and thousands of transgender, non-binary influencers getting millions of followers, getting millions of views, because it really has become a trend. But this is not just any trend. It's not a trend when you become a goth for the day or you start a dance trend. This is a trend that destroys lives. It destroys families. It destroys the lives of children. It teaches children that the only way to feel happy and to accept themselves is to mutilate their bodies through surgery, through taking very harmful hormones. We have to look at the correlation as well between when TikTok came about, 2018. Suddenly, that was when we really started to experience the rise in medical transitions of kids. It was rising before that, but we saw a sharp, significant rise since the advent of TikTok back in 2018. So we really need to look at the harm to this, and we really need to come up with a better solution in order to keep kids protected online. TikTok works with an AI algorithm, so they check what you're interested in, and they push and feed you videos related to your interests. So, you know, if you're a kid that maybe stumbles across a video that's about gender ideology, and you've watched the whole video for 15 seconds, TikTok will remember that and just keep showing you the same kind of content. So that was what happened with me. I saw a lot of gender identity videos, people just expressing themselves. I was like, you know what, maybe I can change my identity, maybe I can transition. And that was really when I transitioned, during the height of my TikTok addiction. Every time it was just nothing but praise from all these people that have pronouns in their bios, praising me, saying this is amazing, you're incredible, we finally support you. When previously, you know, months earlier, they were attacking me and sending me hate. So, you know, that's the experience I had. So the more I shared my transition story, the more views it got. And that's what's happening with everyone. When you see someone that shares their transition journey on TikTok, for instance, it might be a boy. They might start doing a little bit of lipstick. Their views will go up. it might do hair extensions or a wig. Suddenly their views go up more. They put on the dress more and more and more. So it's this constant addiction to trying to get more validation and more love, which is what's happening to so many people. And, you know, I too fell for that. I was really, really addicted to TikTok. And the real issue is that when you see TikTok promoting these videos, you know, these top surgeries, double mastectomies, you have thousands upon thousands of videos of young teens doing a day-by-day of their transition, day-by-day on
hormones. No, I'll go back to it in a minute. This is what we've talked about for years, on how the kids want attention. They want to be seen, right? They want to be affirmed, if you would, in any way they can. And now they're out there and they see some of the outrageous stuff that's going on over and over and over again. And I want you to think about something. During the lockdown, this stuff went up like 1,500%. Right? I mean, you heard Bill Maher, not known for being a righty, give the stats out. He said, geez, by you know, 2031, the whole planet will be gay, lesbian, or transgender, according to these people. So, yes, our kids are easily influenced. We've known this for years. Kids are easily influenced. Right? It's just amazing. Take a listen.
Yes, young teens doing a day-by-day of their transition, day-by-day on hormones. You have videos of people injecting testosterone, showing kids how to inject testosterone. You've got trans activists telling kids how to get access to hormones in states where it's illegal. So there are actual people trying to get these kids hormones without a doctor's prescription, without parental consent, illegally, which is just insane. And this goes unchecked. In fact, it's actually amplified. These videos often get hundreds of thousands of views, if not millions. So it's really become a problem. So, you know, TikTok seriously needs to address this.
I agree. I'm in 100% agreement here. Not that you care. I mean, seriously. They want to be somebody. Right? They're trying to be somebody different. They want you to recognize them. They want something. They want some kind of recognition. Their bodies are changing. They don't know what to do with themselves. So just again, like I said, just amazing to me that parents, you know, I've said this with Dr. B. She's been on the show a million times. You guys know it. Right? And she's sitting there saying, look, you have to be a parent. You have to do the right thing. You have to tell your children no. And if you can't, I don't even know what to say. If you can't do that, why are you a parent? What are you doing? What's going on? I don't know how to do this one, but PragerU's got, if you can go see it, PragerU has got a video up of a show coming. God, you're not going to believe this. I didn't believe it at first either. Naked Education. That's what it's called. And it's, you know, it's coming up on one of those wax channels. I don't even want to give it to you. Anyway, they bring three males. Three male strippers to come into a classroom. And have them, you know, drop their robe so they can teach kids how comfortable they should be being naked. It is not up to the school. And you wonder why we don't trust you. You wonder why many don't trust the school systems or the education systems. Seriously. I wouldn't at this point. I'm in them, and I have a hard time with it. I have a hard time with some of the stuff that the state of California... See, here in California, the education boards aren't really education boards. The state pushes down what and how you're going to teach. You don't have much of a say. I'm telling you. And they don't believe it, but they don't have much of a say. White fragility author says that people of color need to say bye-bye to white folks. Don't you love how they always come up with ways to make us closer, don't they? They pull us together. See, they need to separate us, because if they don't separate us, if they don't cause division, If they don't make it so we see a need for division, they lose. So White Fragility author Robin DiAngelo has the internet in shambles right now after a clip from a panel she was on went viral. The webinar, called Racial Justice, the Next Frontier, happened on March 1st. DiAngelo insisted that people of color should build community with each other and not white folks. Statement has been quite controversial to some. She said, I'm a big believer of affinity space and affinity work, and I think that people of color need to get away from white people and have some community with each other. Yeah, you see, then they call us all kinds of names, right? I grew up in the Italian community. There were nothing but Italians there. Then you had the Irish community, you had the Asian community, you had the black community. Then they find fault in all of that. They don't even know what they want. You can't appease them, because even if you head in the direction you think they want, or they've led you to believe that they want, there still ain't nothing there. Right? However, it didn't take long before her words, well, were misconstrued with conservatives like Crystal Rufio. See, this is from MSN, right? So MSN is going to talk about it like she's right and we're all wrong, and the right-wing anythings are whacked. Right? She claimed that DiAngelo is a segregationist. David Rubin asked if this was what they canceled Scott Adams for, this kind of conversation. Adams is the creator of the comic Dilbert. Remember, he received a bunch of backlash after going on a racist rant in which he called black people a racist hate group last month during his YouTube show. Dozens of newspapers dropped him pretty much overnight. Let's talk about his exact words when we come back. Show us your host. Don't go far.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna hail. Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna hail.
Sorry, I was paralyzed.
Come inside, let me teach you how to drive.
Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I very much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Anyway, let me finish up my story because I got a better one. We were talking about the white fragility authors. There's the people of color. They just need to get away from white folks, period. Right? But yet, we're not the racist ones. I mean, we're the racist ones, right? Do they even know what the word means? These people are supposed to be educated people, but they really know what the word means. Right? Ken Dilbert, the comic Dilbert from many newspapers, because of something that Scott Adams said. But let's hear Scott Adams in his exact words and not what they told us he said, right? Nearly half of all blacks are not okay with white folks. That's a hate group. He went on to say, I don't want to have anything to do with them. And I would say, based on the current way things are, the best advice I would give white people is to get the hell away from black people. I'm simply repeating his words, okay? Because there's no fixing this. He also said that black folks aren't focusing on education. and that he was really sick of seeing video after video after video of black Americans beating up on non-black citizens. Adams pushed a racist agenda, they say, by stereotyping black people as vindictive and violent, while D'Angelo urged marginalized groups who experience discrimination like this to rely on each other for support. Right? They're false. The equivalences that they're making are false. She comes out and just says, point blank, there's no good in the white. Separate from them. Put your own groups together. Create your own community. Stay away from the white folks. He's saying, if you want to read this, truly read it properly, is those blacks who just hate whites because they're white, that's a hate group. That's racism. By the true meaning of the word. And now we can't even speak that. We can't even discuss that. Look, I spent years in a predominantly black church. I know, that doesn't make me not racist. I got it, so don't write me. Okay, but I can tell you, it was there. And even the black pastor called it out on several occasions. And saying things like, you're no better than those people that you call racists. The church was in South Central L.A., 99.9% black. You know, and he was not afraid to bring forward. And the church was full. Wasn't like people were didn't like him or whatever. The church was full. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-56. All right. A new TV program showed naked adult bodies to a group of children. One of these crazy, I'm not telling you what it is, channel called Naked Education Broadcast, and had its first episode. Many viewers were shocked to see a group of adults stripped naked in front of the children. Now listen, they stripped naked in front of children 14 to 16, but they couldn't show their bodies on TV. They had to blur it out. So the audience watching, the adults watching, the kids that might have been watching at home, yeah, they weren't allowed to see it. They couldn't see it. That was terrible. But the kids in school that had to be there, that were captive, they had to see it. The show is promoted as being all about positivity, body positivity, different body types and styles. And with, so you couldn't do that with clothes on, right? I can't stand it. Dr. Alex George and Yinka Bocchini are on a mission to normalize all body types, champion our differences, break down stereotypes. Right. Yeah, that's what this is all about. Okay. The program shows what different bodies look like to help quell people's insecurities. Some viewers took to social media to express their disgust. It is disgusting. You should see the looks on the kids' faces. It's wrong. Getting naked in front of kids? Why? Why is this even allowed? And why can't parents say something about it? Another viewer said showing children under 16 strangers standing naked in front of them. What is this about? They don't need to see strangers fully naked. A third said it was tacky TV, while another wrote, oh, give me a blanking break. Is it really necessary for a group of adults to be getting their blanks and butts out in front of kids in the name of education? See, this has gone on for so long. We're so afraid to tell a small group of these kid haters, right? Seriously, they're smarter than we are. They want to show off their bodies. They want to show you how great. They want to show you how progressive they are. They want to show you how advanced they are to you, this enlightenment. Kids should see them naked. Kids should run around naked. You have people talking about kids should see porn. You should sit and watch porn with your kids. I don't watch it for myself. Why would I sit and watch it with my kids? And what does it do for them? How does it really help them? Don't tell me it makes them feel better about sex or feel better about... No. No. There, you know what? When I talk like this, some people think I want to go back to the 1950s in total. No. I do want to go back to family values. I do want to go back to traditional family. I do want to go back to traditional moral values. There's no reason for a 14-year-old to potentially see their first naked person in school. I'm sorry. It's wrong. You don't have a right to do that to my children. You don't have, because you have a degree in education, frankly and honestly, doesn't make you smarter than me. That piece of paper doesn't make you smarter than I am. It might mean that you've taken classes in that area that you may have more information. Man, I'll tell you what. In today's system, you guys know that I'm a constitutional coach, that I've been through that class a couple of times with you and others. I know more about American history than some of those American history teachers just spent thousands, I mean thousands of dollars going to school for to get a degree so they go to teach. I could teach a class better than they could. And with more accuracy. I am amazed at what they don't know, but think they do. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And if you really want to know about the transgender community, it's not that hard to work through and find out. And don't do one-sided stuff. Okay, guys? You know, I always tell you that. Don't do it from one side. Taking a look at it from one way. That's because that's not right either. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Back to... Now, I did tell you guys, I know some of you have been asking, I've got some emails from some of you. Look, I got to find some, I found some audio shows of Xander Gibb because, again, one of the champions for gay rights was on the show for years on a regular basis. All right? And he passed away, I think a year ago, right? A little over a year ago, maybe? So I got some, because he was very outspoken about this. So I will grab clips from that, I promise you. Some of you are asking when, soon, I promise. And, you know, he was very, very succinct about how he felt about what was going on with kids. Here he is, he's dating another man at one time. Goes to his sister's house and said, look, told his sister, don't say anything. They don't need to know. Right? This is not something they need to know right now. And God bless him for doing that. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, write it down. Now look, in finishing up here, we have an app online, Apple and Android. You can go grab those. We are on Roku TV. We are on Apple, trying to get in on Amazon right now because those are the places that they, I don't know why or how, they don't shut you down there. You can see it there. Many have Roku. It's probably the station or the outlet that we have, you know, the most amount on. Right? So there's a dozen ways to get the show. Take advantage of it. It helps us out tremendously. And look, and another thing too, is buy from companies that are, we just found out, you know, Budweiser and what was the other place, Nike. And there's other ones that are now stepping up. To what and for what? I mean, when you, I'm not going to say it, I'm going to be nice. Well, I'm going to try to be nice. Anyway, I always appreciate your time with me. Look, head up to the website, joemessina.com. Thumbs up on the stories. It would help. It would be nice. Also, you can, there's a donate button there. There's all kinds of ways to help out this show. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about them. JoeMessina.com. JoeMessina.com. It's that simple. I'm going to go back to the mugs. I'm going to go back to some of the water bottles. Got a lot coming up over the next few months. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. Want you back here with me tomorrow.